This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. government shot down the Chinese surveillance balloon off the coast of the Carolinas and is working to analyze any debris that can be collected. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says U.S. military aircraft brought down the Chinese balloon over the Atlantic once the airspace was cleared, adding it was too risky to shoot it down over land. President Biden had authorized the operation Wednesday. Ships were deployed, hoping to scoop up as much debris as possible before it sank into the ocean. China claimed the balloon was for weather research, something the Pentagon has refuted. The controversy prompted the U.S. to cancel a weekend trip to Beijing by the Secretary of State. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And onlookers reacted to the alleged Chinese spy balloon being shot down near Surfside Beach, South Carolina, Saturday. Local resident Ron Lattman, one of them.
We probably watched it, I don't know, maybe about 5 minutes, and then started seeing some jet trails coming from the west, and one in particular all of a sudden seemed like it was coming fast and coming straight towards the balloon. And from there, suddenly we saw something take off from the jet and knew it was a missile.
Again, local resident Ron Lattman. Going into Tuesday's State of the Union address, U.S. President Joe Biden sees a nation with a glowing economic future, but Republicans take a far gloomier view. They say the nation is saddled with a crushing debt and that Biden is largely responsible for inflation. The reality is that the United States is on an economic tightrope. It's trying to balance efforts to reduce inflation while trying to avoid falling into a recession. And that's with the apparent contradiction. The Federal Reserve's interest rate increases and the unemployment rate at a near 54-year low. Neither side is really capturing the complete picture about the actual state of the economy. This is VOA News. Regional heads of state have called for an immediate ceasefire by all parties in eastern Congo. Tensions have grown amid talk of a war as Congo and neighboring Rwanda trade allegations of backing armed rebels. Details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The communique issued at the end of an East African Community Summit also directed countries contributing troops to immediately deploy more soldiers to a regional force created and sent to eastern Congo last year. The heads of state of Congo and Rwanda attended in what was called a cordial and friendly atmosphere. Some observers fear a rising death toll if the two countries slide again into all-out conflict. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Nigerian authorities continue to call for calm amid protests over currency and fuel shortages.
Central Bank of Nigeria Governor Godwin Emefiele told reporters Saturday authorities are taking measures to ensure smooth flow of the cash swap and minimize inconvenience. He said there are enough of the redesigned currency and reiterated that the deadline to exchange the old bills for the new ones will not be extended beyond February 10th. On Sunday, the CBN announced a 10-day extension from January 31st for citizens to exchange world currencies for the new 200, 500, and 1,000 naira bills. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Chile extended an emergency declaration to yet another region Saturday as firefighters continue to struggle to control dozens of raging wildfires that have claimed at least 22 lives in the midst of a scorching heat wave that has broken records. The government declared a state of catastrophe Saturday in La Araucanía region. Two central southern regions where the emergency declaration had already been issued, allowing for greater cooperation with the military. Again, at least 22 people have died in connection to the fires, and 554 people have been injured. That includes 16 who are in sick serious condition, according to the Interior Minister. Pope Francis says South Sudan's future depends on how it treats its women. On his second and penultimate day in Africa, Saturday, Francis called for women and girls to be respected, protected, and honored. He was meeting with some of the 2 million people who have been forced by fighting and flooding to flee their homes. In South Sudan, sexual violence against women is rampant. Child brides are common, and the maternal mortality rate is the highest in the world. The encounter was one of the highest of Francis' three-day visit to the world's youngest country and one of its poorest. I'm Tommy McNeil. VOA News.